Hello, I'm Daryl.
And I'm Cash.
And you're listening to...
Is This Thing On?
The podcast.
It's official, guys. Nagkasawaan na kami.
Wala na kami yung pag-usapan. Bigyan nyo kami ng pag-uusapan. Parang awa nyo na. At pag-uusapan namin yun. Give us a hard topic. Parang wala tayong energy.
Oh my God. Paano nag-good morning ka sa akin?
Kagabi.
Kagabi. Nung nag-good morning, sabi ko, shit! Eto na! Record na kami! Oh no! Well, that was short-lived. Wala, lipas na kami sa new, ano, sa NRE with the podcast.
Ano yung NRE?
New Relationship Energy. Honeymoon Phase.
Hindi, nag-new year lang, pagod lang tayo.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that. Hindi. Totoo naman.
Parang pagod din tayo last year. Tayo.
Oo, also, I think, nakakontribute din kasi na we were around each other for a long time. Na we weren't there wasn't really anything to talk about. No. Hindi naman sa nagkasawan. Parang nagkaubusan lang ng pwedeng pag-usapan.
Ano ba yung pag-usapan natin?
Yun nga, magkasama tayo. Hindi naman tayo masyadong nag-usap nun eh.
Nag-usap tayo. Ang dami natin pinag-usapan.
Hindi siya podcast shit, pero...
Yeah, because we like, save it for the podcast. Save it for the podcast.
Yan, kakasave it for the podcast natin na walang tayo ng ano...
Ng pag-uusapan. Hindi, tamad lang tayo mag-isip kasi sobrang pagod natin. At okay lang
also,
din
yun.
Also,
it was the holidays. It was a break.
Oo nga
ang
naman.
Ang weird naman ng itsura ng bagong vape mo. Pakita. Parang siyang karton ng Yossi. Na maliit. Ang cute. Anong-ano niya? Anong flavor?
Strawberry banana.
Uy, parang masarap.
Ang na-discover ko sa vape ay... Ano, parang... Hindi ka dapat hit-hit ng hit-hit. Kasi masusunog yung cotton sa loob. So kahit hindi pa ubos yung... Yung juice. Lasang sunog na siya.
Have we come to this? Are we just talk about vape? What's the next thing we're gonna talk about? The weather? Oh no!
Anong gusto mong pag-usapan natin, Kesh? Bakit? Ayaw mo pag-usapan yung bisyo mo? Bakit?
Hindi naman. Kasi diba, like, may stereotype yun sa mga nag-vape. Like, all they talk about is their vape.
The flavor of their
vape. The flavor of their vape. Like, ilang hits yan, gano'n. Like, they make it their whole personality. Which is true! Alam mo ba, regalo sa akin ang in-law ko?
Vape.
Brother-in-law ko. Vape.
Uy, buti ka pa. Buti ka pa nireregaluhan.
Ay, wait. Teka lang. Wait ka lang sa regalo ko. May regalo naman ako sa'yo. Pinag-iipunan ko lang.
Ano ba yung regalo mo? Tulungan kita.
Pautakin mo ako. Wait lang. Tapos ayun nga, kanina pinapakinggan ko nga yung mga past episodes natin para mabigyan ako ng like parang inspiration to get the juices flowing. It's like, God damn, we keep on laughing. And I'm like, holy shit, somebody listens to this. We just keep on laughing the whole time. And
then, should we take them down?
No. No, I think my point was we have so much energy. And yeah. I do not know how to, you know, sustain that. But...
I'm just dying. Happy New Year!
So this is our last episode, guys. We have officially run out of things to talk about. Now, we're just kidding. We're just tired. I think we have the holiday hangover. And I think we all do. You all do. You guys could agree with that, right?
New year na new year.
Oh, new year na new year, walang motivation. Eh, yun nga kasi, pagod pa. Pero okay lang yun. Ang importante, even though we do it shitty,
at least we did it.
Yes, we did it. I think that is one of the topics we brushed into. We brushed on. Ay, hindi mo na alam!
Buhok yan.
Yun yung isa sa mga pinag-usapan natin last year. So yeah, dahil bagong taon na nga, Daryl, syempre magkukumustahan tayo. Char!
Kamusta na ba? Nagbago ka na ba? Nagbagong buhay ka na ba?
Ganun lang ba kasimple yun?
Pero di nga. Parang,
oh.
Kasi alam ko naman na, sabi mo kasi ako palang nagsabi sa'yo na sobrang cliche naging podcast topic ang New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Pero dahil New Year, konsepto kasi natin bilang mga tao na parang magsa-start ka ng panibagong way of life o panibagong buhay, ganyan. At doon ako curious kung meron bang mga instances na sinabi mo na sa sarili mo yon na magbabago na ako, ganyan. From a past lifestyle or practice. Or,
so parang resolution nga din yan.
Parang nga siyang gano'n. Sinugarcoat lang natin, parang
less cliche.
Less cliche.
Yun din oh yun eh. God.
Oh, hindi. Pero kasi New Year's resolutions, ginagawa siya pag New Year. So, eto, like in general, sa buhay mo, kasi mukha ka namang di nagbago. Charing. Hindi.
May nag-comment ka din yan sa akin. Parang hindi daw ako nagbago.
Oo.
I think he meant it in a very, very endearing way. In a nice way. It was one of my friends that I just reconnected ngayong New Year. We were actually talking yung New Year's Eve. And that was what he commented. He was like, parang walang nagbago sa akin daw.
May mga nagsasabi nga na ano yan, huwag ka magbago ha. Diba? Mga ganong shit. Narinig mo na ba yun? Yeah.
Oo. Ay, oh? Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko pa narinig yun na sinabi sa akin. Baka gusto talaga nila ako magbago.
So, diba may mga ganon? Parang, we don't ever change. We love you.
Diba, I used ganon? To say that too. But then I realized, wouldn't that be like very, very regressive?
Like, so boring.
That's so weird. Like, a person would never change. Like, they grow up, you know, emotionally, mentally. So, then I stopped saying that. I was just like, stay pretty.
Stay safe. Keep stay warm. Safe. Cheers, Daryl.
Ano ba yung sinasabi ko yon? Usually, sa mga ano yan, birthday greetings, di ba? Never diba? Change, eme.
Uh-oh.
Parang, pinalitan ko ata yun ng ano, mas cheesy ata yung pinalit ko. Ang pinalit ko ay, magbago ka man o hindi, andito lang kami para sa'yo. Eme, ganun! Wow. Diba? Pero at least may assurance na, like, do whatever you want, we'll just be here, happy for you, eme. Mm-hmm. Stuff, etc., mm-hmm. etc. I think I meant that naman. But yeah, ikaw ba?
Ikaw yung una ko tinanong, ha?
Ay, hindi ko pa ba sinasagot? Sorry, dami ko na sinabi. Oo, may mga instances. Parang ang dami na. Ang dami ng instances sinabi
parang
ko
everyday.
Na. Madaming instances where I said, there are some things that I'd like to change about myself or change about how I deal with things. There are a few then na I thought of like just changing the whole thing, changing the whole persona. Because I was sick of being myself. But that's another conversation and a very, very long one. But yeah, I have a couple. How about you? Do you have?
So like, since this is a podcast, can you tell me more about it?
Siyempre, palitan mo na tayo. Ikaw ba?
Ano yun?
Kasi...
Oh, siyempre, ang sagot ko, yes. Like, maraming beses na. Like, feeling ko almost every time I clean the house. Ganyan.
Yeah.
Like, small oh, things like that. Babago na ako, ha? Oh hindi God, na ako magiging yeah. makalat. Ganyan. Tapos, true. Dadating yung time na kailangan ko na naman i-overhaul general cleaning yung house. At sasabihin yeah. ko na naman yun sa sarili ko.
na i-maintain mo na malinis at walang kalat.
Oo. Parang nung bata din ako, lagi din yan pag umaattend ako ng church camp.
Yung altar call.
Yung altar call. Yung parang yung emotional part of the sermon. Tapos parang, oh, who wants to follow Jesus? Pupunta kami. Parang sobrang iyak na ako. Sabi ko sa sarili ko, Lord, magbabago na akis. Ganyan. Mga ganong instances. Diba? Mm-hmm. So every time na may something na bago sa na event sa buhay ko. Like nung nagkasakit yung nanay ko, parang sabi ko, I'd be kinder to people. I'd cherish more time with them. Ganyan. Mga ganong, yeah. Magbabago na ako. Ganyang instances. Pero yung overhaul myself, parang wala pa. Parang never pa.
Wala na.
Maliban dun sa religion na ano ah, yung I will turn my way, ano yan? Ano yung 180 degrees.
360, di bumalik ka lang din.
Oo. Maliban sa religion na may major commitment to changing yourself, wala. Wala ako ganun. Ikaw ba?
Same. Okay.
Gago.
But isa sa mga resolution ko this year ay bigyan ka ng more airtime.
Wait lang. Gumawa ka ba ng New Year's resolution? Kasi parang ako never pa.
Pag sinabi bang gumawa, kailangan ba nakasulat? Kung nasa utak lang naman, I think so, yeah. I believe I did a couple.
Although never mong sinulat?
Hindi. Kasi alam ko pag sinulat ko, kakainin ko lang din yung sinulat ko. At least pag nasa isip ko, walang nakakaalam.
So bad.
Pero more on, siguro when I was younger, yun, yung isa sa mga resolution ko was to be a better Christian girl. Kasama yan palagi.
Aww.
Yes. I second you on that with what you said or shared about yung altar call sa church camp.
I-describe mo nga yung altar call para sa mga non-Christian friends natin.
So, the altar call is, it usually happens during a service. Sa amin, we usually experience it in camp or in a very intense service. It's like during the end of the sermon of a pastor where he or she calls forward the people who would like to accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior or, you know, would like to return or go back and repent or recommit. That's the term that they use. Recommit their lives to God. And I do not recall any altar call that I passed or I missed. Every altar call I answered. Yeah, and I answered it, like, of course, with all my heart. Yeah, with
all
sincerity.
Di ba yung dahil nauna lang yung iba, tapos parang ikaw na lang yung naiwan sa pew? Pero kasi ganun eh, parang everybody, yung mga katabi ko, parang they went forward, they were so emotional.
Siyempre medyo, like, of course, subconsciously, yes, okay. Subconsciously you would be compelled to go in front, but consciously, meron din yung, yes, I would like to answer the call and recommit myself to God again. And because, you know, as humans, we are... Hala, naging Christian, ano pala to, episode. And then, ano lang naman to, backgrounder.
Yeah.
For context, no? That's what we used to do. Kasi syempre ako, as a good Christian girl before, regardless on how good I am, I would still be a very, very bad girl.
Wow, I said that very naughty. Nasty.
Very, very naughty. Naughty as in palasagot sa nanay. Oh, oh. So, there were like so many things that made me guilty as a person and made me feel unworthy. I just felt like shit is the main point. But yeah, so I answered the altar call, you know, to recommit myself. Or it's an insider joke for like a lot of Christians, ex-Christians who have deconstructed. When I say deconstructed, they are no longer practicing the faith. They have found a new path, which is no longer Christianity, which is no longer that faith. It's an inside joke that a lot of us were born again and again and again and again and again. And again. Because apparently it's very common for a lot of born-again Christians, especially of young people who were indoctrinated early, right? And that's what, that's all you've known. That you feel sometimes unsure if saved ka pa ba. So that is one of the reasons why we also go do and answer again. The altar call. Yeah. Yeah. Just in case, you know, the first time didn't work.
Tsaka yung formula is to like really make you feel unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So unworthy enough that you have to answer to the altar call.
Yeah.
And that's other how people, we felt. Yeah.
Other people, though, they went up front, you know, in front, rather. They went in front for various reasons. Even for them, they're like rededicating their lives or recommitting their lives. Which, you know, love that for them. Anyway, the intention is not to shit on, or sorry, I used a bad word. The intention is not to shit on that, ha. The intention right now of us telling this experience is to tell a story of what are the instances where we felt like we were about to change again for the good or for the better.
Did it work, though?
It would work for the first few months. Just kaya like dapat any yung other altar call, parang quarterly.
Some expiration date.
Yeah. Wala siya expiration date, pero in yourself, you know na, you know, if you know, you know. So that was one of the instances. Another instance would be, I think right now when I got older, I think one of them is like, hindi na ako gagastos next month, like this amount, ganun. I would always tell myself after paying the bills, I would say, magtitipid na ako. That's a very consistent lie I tell myself. Magtitipid na ako. But at the end of the day, nananaig yung deserve ko to. Diba? Ang hirap eh. Parang, naiingit ako sa mga taong may delayed gratification sa utak nila. Kasi ako, wala ako noon. Parang,
mako-comment naman kita for that kasi nung nag-Bicol trip tayo, ikaw yung nakapag-ipon.
Kasi Daryl, yun yung usapan. Marunong lang akong sumunod sa usapan, Daryl. And then, to be fair naman kasi, meron ka naman kasing pinaglaanan ng pera mo. And I think that's fair naman. Nagawa mo naman ang paraan. Anyway, and sinasabi ko, ayun, yun, sa pagtitipid, palagi akong nabubudol or nadadali doon. Another, ano siguro, yung mag-exercise ako. Ganon. Mag-exercise ako. I would exercise more.
Totoo yan.
I would lose weight this year. Yeah, ayun. Ayun.
Yeah. Actually, ganon nga din sa akin. Parang, tuwing may bago, doon ko laging sinasabing, magbabago na rin ako ng lifestyle. Tulad ng when I got my first ref.
Your first ref?
My first ref ever.
Like refrigerator?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Parang sabi ko, the first ref, it was like 4 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
3 feet tall. Yeah, so parang sinasabi ko na, magtitipid na ako kasi mamamalengke na ako, tapos dito ko na ipapasok yung mga goods, magluluto na ako sa bahay, so makakain ako ng healthy, hindi na ako wala mag-order
ng... Wala nang masisira. The biggest scam!
Hindi na ako mag-order sa labas. Ending yung ref. Yung ref, naging ano siya, naging lalagyan for transition foods to the garbage. Alam mo yung parang hoarder ka, like, so na itago. Pero like, pag inedible na talaga siya, kailangan mo na itapon. Ending, wala. Dinelay mo lang yung pagtapon ng
diba? Pagkain.
bumili ka pa ng rep.
And for some reason, that would make you feel better. It's like, wala lang magagawa, sira na eh.
I know. Tapos, eh din, nung first time kong mag-gym.
Yeah.
Damn, parang mahal nang binabayaran ko per month na ito. Gym na ako.
Mapipilitan ako.
Bumili pa ako ng bagong damit. Bumili ako ng tumbler, ganyan. Super excited. Ganyan. Tapos sabi ko sa sarili ko, nako, ang daming mga tao na ilang weeks pa lang tumitigil na. Ganyan. Hindi ako yun. Ganyan. Magpupursigi ako. Ganyan. Uh-oh. Tapos wala na. Parang after a month, after 2 months, parang,
Tinaman na.
Bahala ka na dyan, gym membership.
Ay, naku, Marisim. Ano parang, ano? Isa sa biggest lies that I made myself believe was like, it's okay that this gym membership is so pricey. That would actually motivate me to go to the gym. Spoiler, it did not. It definitely did not. But yeah, diba? Totoo din yung ano, sabi nga nila yung ano daw, yung fridge, hospice daw siya ng mga vegetables.
Oh my God!
Kasi that's where they go to die!
Ano pa ba? Naran pa. Kasi diba nung pandemic, parang yung uso yung bike kasi wala namang transportation. Bumila ako ng bike. Sabi ko sa sarili ko, mas makakatipid kami kasi hindi na ako mag-grab, hindi na ako mag-aangkas. Mag-bike na lang ako to work.
Anong ginawa? Bumili ng motor!
Mare, kasi talaga ang hirap.
A few months pa, bumili ng motor, nabwisit sa motor.
Hindi, mahirap kasi. Like, alam mo, ang saya-saya ang mag-bike. Like, super love ko siya. Pero yung pag-maintain talaga ng bike, pagtapos ka ng mag-bike, edi siya, syempre, sobrang pagod ka na, diba? Yung idea na kailangan mong itabi,
at itatabi mo lang.
Nawala yung una kong bike. Alam mo ba to? Nawala yung una kong bike.
Kasi
hindi ko siya, like, ultimo yung pag-padlock ng gulong, hindi ko na magawa. Sobrang pagod ko, kakabike. Sobrang reckless ko siguro. So, parang pinagsasabihan mo nung landlord namin, yung kapitbahay namin yung landlord. Sabi, uy, ano mo yan? Ilock mo yan kasi, ano, baka mawalan ka ng bike. Parang ako, hindi, okay lang po. Oo, ganyan.
Okay lang mawalan ng bike.
Kasi feeling ko naman safe, diba? So, ayun, one day, wala na yung bike. So, I'm like, damn! Dapat nilock
siya. Siguro yung landlord yung, okay, sabi niya.
Ayun.
Oo, ang dami.
Basta tuwing may bago. Tuwing may bago. Kunyari ngayon,
Alam mo yung bumili ka ng, sorry.
Yung ngayon, bumili ako ng wheels. Sabi ko, yan, mag-gym na ako everyday.
Kasi may sasakyan
na. Tapos mare, parang,
Magkakatamad. Wala kang motivation. May hack akong natutunan or naobserbahan, kaya feeling ko hack na siya. Na motivator ko yung pagbago.
Okay.
So, ang example ko dito ay yung sa gym.
Okay.
So, after nag-wear off ng bagong gym membership, hindi na siya bago, di ba? Nawala yung motivation.
Oh.
Anong ginawa ko? Bumili akong bagong gym clothes. Na-motivate ako. After
so, few months,
nag-gym ako ulit. Bago yung gym clothes eh. After a few months, or a month actually, or a few months, hindi na bago ang gym clothes. So, nawala na ulit ako ng gana. Alam mo kung anong ginawa ko?
Ano?
Bumili ako bagong Bluetooth earphones. Ano ang gagawin sa gym na motivate ulit ako. Oo.
So, ano nangyari?
So, wala na. Bumili akong bagong sports bra. Na-motivate ulit ako. Basta may bago lang. May bago. Ang gastos.
Diba? Oo nga. Yun nga, feeling ko ang bago.
Wala na akong ma-add na bago.
Kaya maganda yung... Kaya feeling ko sumaswak siya sa New Year's resolution. Kasi nga, bago nga.
Kailangan bago.
Kailangan bago. Bagong taon. Bagong buhay.
Wala na akong bagong ma-add. Eh, di ba, gumawa akong bagong playlist. May bagong playlist. Motivated na naman ako. Nagsawa na ako sa playlist.
Play asakto more na yung, lang.
Yung asawa ko. Yung asawa ko nag-wifi o bago. O di, nag-join ako. So, ayun. Tapos medyo nag-wear off na naman. Bumili akong bagong boxing gloves. Ayun. Excited na ako.
More, ang lala.
I know.
Pero makarelate ako kasi yun nga, bago.
Pero siguro like, I just have to find a way to make it, to add something new to it, for it to motivate. It doesn't necessarily really have to be something you buy that is new. Just something new that you can add to the situation to make it more interesting. I think that's the hack, not the buying shit that's new. No.
Yeah, right? Give me an example. Of not buying things, but is new to you.
Ano, subukan mo mag-gym ng ano, madaling araw, oh, new yun. Bago experience yun. You know, to keep the novelty there, I guess is what's, for me at least, I'm not sure with other people. So like, God bless you talaga kung meron kang motivation in you to continue what you're doing. Kasi, for me, ang hirap pag walang bago.
Pero ang sarap naman kung mausap ng mga taong motivated sa buhay. Marami tayong ganyang friends, no?
Actually, oo.
Pero hindi natin nakakausap kung paano nila nakukuha yung motivation nila.
Oo nga. Kailangan, right? We should be closer with them, no?
Or we should at least ask them. Kung ikaw ay isang motivated na tao, message nyo kami. Sige na, mag-guest na kayo dito.
Oo, bibigyan nyo kami ng motivation. Actually, yung mga past na guest na nag-guest sa podcast natin, they're very motivated people.
Oo.
But hindi, it's not rubbing on us.
Or so we think. Chaling.
Oo, baka we're just really stubborn na people. Anyway.
Ikaw ba? Parang, ako kasi ano eh, nakikiago ka ng sagot sa gym tsaka sa ref. Nung bata ako pala, gusto kong i-add, meron pa akong mga ano, like, pag nagkakaroon ako ng bagong stationery, o kaya pag yung back to school, tapos may bago kang notebook, diba? May bago kang pencil case, may bago kang lapis, nakamotivate, diba? Sulat ka, ganyan. Ayun. Ay. Bagong trabaho. Oh my God, bagong trabaho.
Nakamotivate.
Oo, di ba? Like, first few days mo sa trabaho, on time sobrang ka. Sobrang
motivated. Uy, on time pa rin naman tayo, I feel.
Oo, on time. So, na lang tayong choice. Pero like, hindi naman.
Excited
actually,
ka.
Exception
excited
tong trabaho to. Oo, like, excited ako. Hanggang ngayon, excited pa din naman ako. Pero sa previous jobs ko, parang dumadating sa point na, yun nga, nawawala yung novelty. Pagbabagong sinasabi mo noon na you're gonna be like a better employee, ganyan. Parang minsan nadadrag back ka regressively. Pero ikaw ba? Meron pa ba tayong na-miss? Meron pa bang mga kwentong hindi ko alam?
Iniisip ko nga eh, aside sa, ayan, pagtitipid. Ano yung mga nasa list ko? Yung pagtitipid, pag, like, living healthy. I think,
yung hindi ka siguro, naiinom. Meron ka ba?
I never ko naman si parang sinasabi, sinabi ko lang yun out of spite pag yung like sobrang tindi ng hangover ko. Pero meron after a few days.
May kwento ko dyan. So, nung college tayo,
yung
pinakauna kong hangover na malala, as in nagsusuka ako, like, kinabukasan may pasok. Nagsusuka talaga ako, like, sabi ko, hindi ko kayang pumasok. Kasi sobrang sakit ng ulo ko, ganyan-ganyan. To the point na ginawa ko siyang excuse sa prof na I think I am sick. Ganyan. Pumunta ako ng clinic para ipatunay na at least I'm at school, oo, tapos hindi ako makapagpasok, hindi ako makapasok sa klase. So, pinahiga ako dun sa clinic natin. Tapos parang tinem-check ako, ganyan, parang normal naman. Pero sabi ko, I'm sick. Sabi nung nurse, meron ka bang hangover? Uminom ka ba? Sabi ko, hindi eh.
Tanamoy yung alak, hindi eh. I
feel so terrible. So parang, sabi na, oh sige, mag-bed rest ka muna, ganyan-ganyan.
Bed rest
ang puta mong test. Doon ko naranasan yung total bodily shutdown.
Yeah. Oh,
as in, it was the first time ever. Sinumpa ako na never na akong iinom ever in my life. Because this is horrible. This is a horrible feeling. But...
That didn't go well, did it? How soon were you able to drink again after that?
I don't remember exactly, pero very, very soon. I think nung weekend lang yata.
Yeah, I think everybody has gone through that. Na, alam mo yun, super hangover. And they're like, I swear to God, I'm never gonna drink again. Pero, hindi naman kasi yung hangover. Hindi naman, I don't know about you, but it's not mainly the alak or the getting intoxicated with alcohol ang habol ko when I'm drinking. It's more of the company that of the people that I'm with. The alcohol just helps you loosen up a bit.
De, fake news ka, yung goal natin talaga nung college tayo.
Ay, oo, ano? Nung college tayo, totoo. Kasi malasin. Nakawala tayo sa hawla nun eh.
Yun nga, parang nangyari kaya sa atin, ang dami natin, sinabi natin, magbabago tayo. Pero anyari, feeling ko naman nagbago tayo.
Nagbago tayo, yes.
Sumang-ayon ba yung pagbabago dun sa plinage natin before?
Here's the thing, and we've already covered this, like, on our first episode.
Oh, alin?
No, what we've covered is, sometimes, or most of the time even, what we plan is not how it turns out. But it doesn't mean it turns out for the bad, or for the worse. Sometimes things just happen on their own, and wherever we land is where we land. And it's not exactly the worst place that we could be. It's still good. Changes happened, but it might not be how we planned it, but it still happened because change is inevitable, right? And where was I going with this?
I know, but like people are being pressured. I think I feel pressure. I always feel pressure every time like I open the fridge. Every time I look at social media and others are still riding their bikes and I'm not gonna, I feel pressure whenever like people are still motivated to work when I'm not, or when people get to save this year, ganyan, and I don't get to do that.
Yeah.
So parang, are you trying to say that kung saan ka man mapunta, okay lang yun? So, okay lang.
Well, about the pressure that you were talking about, I think...
Doon kasi nang gagaling feeling ko yung ano eh. Am I in a good place or a bad place? Because if you don't feel the pressure, then wala. Tanggap mo. Like, it's okay. You don't care about whether you have changed or not.
No,
tama ba? Hindi ba kasi siya metric for
feeling you the
pressure? To see if you are, yeah, for you to see if you are in the right spot pa rin or not.
I think the pressure is not the right metric for you to measure that.
Okay, so
there are other metrics, but the pressure is not. The pressure is there to, I mean, pressure does two things. It either demotivates you or motivates you, right?
Yeah.
So I think as long as you're able to see that pressure as a motivator, that's a good thing. Of course, you won't see that as a motivator all of the time, right? And whenever that happens, it would be a good time to remind you na, to remind yourself na, it doesn't have to be like right now. You may have your own reasons why you know, you're not doing X and X. Like, mm-hmm. you're not riding your bike again, you're not going to the gym.
Parang ano siya eh, isa siyang, siguro hindi siya metric, isa siyang stimulus for self-reflection.
Yeah.
And then, to check and see if you are still
on the right
doing
track.
The right thing.
Yeah.
Oo, kasi parang there are people na they don't ride bikes because nawala na yung awareness nila sa privilege nila that not all people can have other options. Mga ganong shit.
I think what we have to remind ourselves constantly when we are seeing these quote-unquote pressures on social media, because I am assuming you are talking about social media because that's where we see other people doing shit. Their own yeah. shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think what you have to be reminded of is, what do you want to do? You always go back to that. Is biking something that you want to do?
Mm-mm.
If yes, mm-mm. then go do it. Maybe not now, but on your own time. It's kind of like a bookmark. Like someday, one day soon, I'm gonna go back to biking. I will have the energy and I'll bookmark this and I will be able to do that again. If it's something that you no longer want to do and you just see na, oh, look at them, they have their own bikes, and to kasabayan ko tong nagbabike, ngayon siya nagbabike pa rin. Like, wow, such a consistent person. I wish I was that consistent, but I no longer am interested in riding bikes, so should I still ride a bike? Because this person na yung kasabayan ko ay nag-ride.
Correct, alam correct.
I think that's not a right motivator. I think the main motivator is this something that you want to do?
Yeah.
Someday, one day, soon, then let that motivate you. Whenever I see posts like that, like before, for example, in my example, what I can think of is, this is a very, very, very gasgas na example na palagi ko nabibring up in other episodes. Like, makapagtapos ang pag-aaral. Before, I would be like so hurt or like so triggered and so down. Kasi it would remind me na hindi ako nakapagtapos and I wasn't able to, you know, finish.
Mm-hmm.
I just repeated that in English. Ayun nga, parang it was reminding me of kind of a failure. Like, yeah, it was reminding me that I was a failure. Sino ba nagsabing failure? Ako. Ako lang naman ang nagsabi ng sa sarili ko. Is this something that I want to do? That's how I started to see it. Like, is this something that I want to do? And others also reminded me of that.
Uh-huh.
Like, do you want to? Then my answer to that was yes. Can you do it now? My answer to that was not yet. Do you think you'll be able to do it someday? And I said yes. And then, okay. Then let that be a motivator. So every time I see somebody graduating, it's like, you know what? Fucking soon. I'm gonna fucking come for that diploma soon. Maybe not now, but in my own time when I can, I will. So it was no longer a pressure, like a negative one, or like a pressure in the sense that parang like something
you have
that reminded
to do this. Yeah,
yeah,
have
no.
To.
It was more of, you know what, someday I'm gonna be able to do that too. And you know what? It would be fucking better because my kids would be there to witness it with me. Yeah. Like to witness that moment. And I would be so proud of myself once I'm able. And I'm excited for that day to come. Right now, I don't have the energy, the time, nor the finances to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just bookmark it as soon. So, like, goals don't have to be something that you have to, like, achieve right away. Because, diba, we are all constrained by our own lack of privileges.
And you don't have to even be consistent about it.
Yeah,
right? I think that's a good takeaway.
Right?
That's a good takeaway from you, Keshna. Even if, as long as you want to do it or you don't want to do it, it's okay, right? But it's okay if you don't want to bike. It's okay if you don't want to go back to school and just focus on other more important stuff in your life.
Yeah.
That's also okay. And if you don't do it right away or consistently, such as like going to the gym or New Year's resolutions or like fixing your bed. Do you have to feel bad about it?
No, you right? Should not.
We shouldn't, right?
You should focus on, yeah, you should focus on the things that you want to do. And
yeah, so even if you want to, like, not do chores this weekend and just lie down in bed, yeah, and just rest, then just do it. As yeah, long as siguro wala kang inaapakang buhay na ibang tao.
Yeah. Oo.
Kasi parang, kung responsibilidad mo naman magpakain ng anak mo tapos inuman mo na siya.
You'll be like, but I don't wanna do it.
I don't wanna do it. I don't wanna feed you now.
That's another, of course, that's a
different. Yeah, siguro, as long as you don't trample on other people's lives, yeah,
we're
I guess.
We're talking about ano naman, like directly, personal goals, not responsibilities. These are goals outside of our responsibilities.
Oh, right? Wait. So, let's talk about that. So, pag responsibilities, eh, responsibilidad mong magkaroon ng malinis na bahay.
Says who?
Says you. Charot lang. Who, same, right? Same. Diba? Same, same. Yeah.
Like, as long as it's functioning.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah. So, I think, like, circling back to the things that we wanted to change before, or things that we wanted to change about ourselves when we were younger, I think a lot of them were pressures from, like, a lot of those changes were because of pressures that we felt from outside, not like within ourselves. It's not really something that we wanted to do. It was because we felt compelled to do it.
Yeah.
Hence, it did not really work out well, yeah. Right?
Felt compelled to do it. Thus, we yeah, kind of made the commitment to get yeah, in on it as well.
Yeah. For example, ako, like, for losing weight, let's use that example. I felt like I had to get thin or else I'm just gonna be like, you know, I would see everybody. I felt nobody really told me that, but I felt like, you know, everybody would see me as ugly and undesirable, or, you know, and all that nasty shit. And I never really felt motivated to do it, to actually do it. But like last year, when I just told myself nah, I just want to focus on myself, on making myself feel better. And I think what would make me feel better physically is if I, you know, start to exercise and take care of myself a little bit more. It yeah, doesn't have to be drastic. It just, whenever I feel like it. Like, yeah, kanina, we were talking about gym memberships and we were talking about how we were not able to consistently exercise nga, diba?
Yeah.
Pero nandun yung intent. Andun yung intent to want to be better. I think that's what's important. And you just have to go back to that whenever you have the energy to do
and
so.
And action is therefore secondary.
Yeah, it's important. Yes, it's important. Kailangan may action. Kasi kung lahat yan nasa utak mo lang, di ba? But I think great motivator yung I want this for myself. Yeah. I actually want this. So, with that being said, what are the things that you can say right now for this year
that I want,
that you'd like to have, that you want, and you're claiming for yourself?
Ikaw yung nagpa-realize sa akin ito last year, pero this year, I want to have that assurance of being financially stable. Parang it does not mean I have to have the money that I want, but I want to have that peace of mind that even if I am not there, or if I, kasi life will shit, will ano eh, will throw shit at you, you know, that's what we've learned throughout the yeah, past years, na parang kahit anong laking ipon mo, kung kukunin yan ng pandemya, ng kung ano pa man mangyari, mawawala talaga yan. So gusto ko makuha yung peace of mind na kahit mawala man yun, ganun, parang I am okay, I'll be okay, ganyan. And gusto ko na lagi kong matcha-check yung privilege na meron ako at yung opportunities na meron ako, at maging mindful sa iba.
So what will you do? What are the actions that you're gonna take? Wow.
Therapy.
What are the actions that you're going to take?
Ayun, syempre mag-manifest yun sa ano, sa being more mindful about expenses, about your income flow, about how you will juggle what's going in and what's going out. And ayun nga, ano ba? Yun nga, always checking my privilege. It's a process of really reflecting.
Yeah. I remember you, like, you're very concerned about losing your work. And everybody will be, right?
Yeah.
Everybody is. Everybody who is, like, in this economy, right? But I think one of the things that I remember, and I also took, parang take away ko din sa pakikipag-usap sa'yo, was like, worrying will not really get you anywhere. It's just, you know, reminding yourself on what you already have and what you can do to work with that. Like, again, circling back to what you mentioned, life will throw shit at you unexpectedly. And that's how it is. The important way is how you're going to get back on your feet, knowing what you already have. And sometimes we forget that. We worry too much and we get swallowed up by, you know, the anxiety. And I get that. That happens. But we got to just let that, you know, after we process that, gotta remind ourselves that, you know what, I'll be okay. If I lose this job, that would fucking suck.
Is that a defense mechanism? Is that
it might
how we're
be.
Just trying to calm ourselves?
Yeah, it might be. Because we have to calm ourselves. Because what can we do if we are panicking? Like, okay. the first thing that you have to remember during a crisis is what? Do not panic. It's not called gaslight yourself to thinking that you're all gonna be okay when the earth is, you know, when there's an earthquake. No, it's not that. It's for you to keep calm, for you to be able to think properly and plan what's the next thing that you're gonna do. Because without a sound mind, you won't be able to do shit. You'll just get overwhelmed. And your fear's gonna swallow you and you're gonna be paralyzed and you'll end up doing nothing. And, you know, it's just gonna be a downward spiral after that. So what I was trying to tell you back then was like, you gotta keep yourself calm, bro. Calm your fucking tits.
Ay, nako, like, sa ekonomiya ba namang to?
Oh, yes. But at the end of the day, like, again, panicking will not get you anywhere.
Yeah,
well, I know that sometimes that's something that you cannot control. I understand that.
But it's okay to panic, right?
It is, right? It's a fucking natural response.
Okay.
But after you panic, you have to, like, if you're in the right state of mind, once you do get to that right state of mind, you have to remember na, okay, I panicked. Now what's next? Right? Now what's next? We have really drifted far from the topic. We are now talking about panicking.
No, but this is, again, going back to the discussion kasi gusto natin for this year is for us to accept that everything will eventually be fine. Parang kinakain ko yung sinasabi ko kasi parang hindi naman kasi everything will be fine. It's gonna be okay.
You have to let your heart believe that.
Kasi,
even though you have no assurance, okay. Even though you have no assurance that things will be okay, because who fucking knows if you will be okay? Nobody really knows. But you have to let yourself at least have that hope that everything will be okay, and, you know, having that hope will be enough motivation for you to go forward instead of, like,
right? Got it.
Regressing and not
kasi paano na lang hard. Pag ano, oo, parang alamin natin na everything will be okay, pero mag-draw tayo ng line dun sa mga bagay na nagpo-push sa atin na hindi maging okay. parang okay lang na mawala ng trabaho from time to time kasi in this economy, okay lang
it
na
happens.
Biglang yes. naging nagmahal ang groceries, ganyan. Tumaas ang inflation.
That's a definitely different scenario.
Yeah. Ganun ko kasi siya naisip. Like, ayun nga. Pero hindi natin pwedeng sabihin sa atin na okay lang yan. Okay
hindi.
Lang. Na 600 pesos ang sibuyas.
Hindi okay
yun. Okay lang yan na binibenta na yung naiyak. Ganyan. Mga ganong shit.
Yeah. That's a very different okay. conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like a part of, yeah, it's a very different, ano.
Yeah,
that's
but,
not
you know,
what I was referring to. I was referring to like personal shit that's happening in your life that you can or that you cannot control. Like,
yeah, like,
that you can do something about. I'm saying that you can do something about.
Like, your
unfortunately,
rest.
Where yes, your fridge. Let's start with
your attendance.
Your attendance bed. In the gym. Yeah, like those are things that you can control, right? That those are within your reach. You have power over. I guess. I think ang sinasabi kasi ni Daryl, lagi siya nagsa-circle back sa, huwag tayo maging okay na hindi okay. Yung,
oo. Like, yung, hindi naman kasi siya okay.
Yes.
Gets mo? Parang nakaka-depress nga naman.
But
wala
you have
kang
to power
kasi ang mahal-mahal.
Your personality. You cannot, yes, that's true. Mm. There has to be a balance kasi. Alam mo yun. Hindi pwedeng, okay lang, yes, okay lang. There are some things that you have to do something about it. There are some things that you cannot control, but you still can speak about it. You know, you won't necessarily be mum about it or not say anything about it. Can you do anything about it? Well, with your actions, no, not really, but you can start a conversation with it, about it, rather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are different contexts to each.
I know. But yeah, I get you. And thanks for that. That's actually a very good insight.
You're very, very welcome. I think one of the resolutions that I am having or I have for this year is continuing what I have already started last year.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've started last year was this podcast. This podcast. Like, last year was a very good year for me in terms of experiencing life again, I guess. Because last year I allowed myself to, like, to travel. Kahit hindi naman super layo. But it was one of the first that I've had after so many years. Actually, not even so many years. Like, first in my life, honestly, to travel. And I realized na, okay, if I make plans, I can make it happen. I realized that. I just have to follow through with the plan. And, you know, not, yeah, yung hindi siya magiging drawing, kumbaga. It's like, kaya pala. So, yeah. That's one of the things that I plan to continue this year. Make plans and make them happen. There's so many things in store for this year that I have started to manifest. Pero manifesting doesn't just, you know, stop at, you know, you thinking about it repeatedly.
Yeah.
Manifesting is conditioning your mind and your heart. No, like, setting your, that this is what I want. And that will give you, like, the motivation to act on it. Now, this is something that I manifested. I'm in the right path. Like, it won't happen if you don't grab on the opportunities. That's what I've learned this year, like, last year. Parang, kahit gusto kong magbiyahe-biyahe, kung hindi ako sasama, hindi siya mangyayari. Diba? I have to actually make it happen.
Yeah.
Ayun.
Well, sana mangyari yun for us.
Yeah. I just wanted to conclude it with, like, kasi we were talking about, you know, this, like, a new year, a new start. I was thinking, you mentioned earlier na parang wala namang bago pag new year, diba? It's like the same day. Just a new calendar. yun nga, I realize na
you should gaslight yourself and think it's a new year.
O naman, puro ka gaslight eh. Iwan mo na
nga yung word mo na bagong yan. Taon, bagong buhay.
I was thinking, what is the reason why the new year is like eventful when in reality we know that when we wake up after, you know, midnight, I mean, when we wake up on January 1.
Because we discovered that the world just turned around.
Yes. Aside
so
from that.
So there has to be like an event for that.
Yeah, I was pondering about that. Like, why is it an eventful, I know, aside from, you know, another orbit.
Because there is nothing else to celebrate aside from your birthday.
Kasi we have to understand that not a lot of people can or has the luxury to, you know, sit back down and ponder on what they've already, like, what are their goals. That's they cannot true. Do that randomly. Not everybody has that luxury. But yeah. The new year is a great, you know, kind of parang like a time stop on when to check. It gives them a moment to reflect.
Yeah.
What happened for the past year? What are the goals that I set last year? What actually did happen?
Yeah.
And now that there's a new year, what else do I want to achieve? Yeah. I think it's not a change, like something, a change that you can see aside from, you know, the basura ng paputok sa labas and the noisy kapitbahay na nagbibidyoke pa rin kahit anong oras na, like tapos yung new year or yung tira-tirang handa. Aside yeah. from all those, it's what changes is our mindset eh, right? Na parang yeah. this is a chance to start again, to okay, this resolution I wasn't able to do last year, but you know what? It's a new year again. I can start again because who doesn't want second chances, right? Or third chances? Or just another chance in doing what you want in life? Who doesn't want that? So, I think it's a reminder for us na to not give up with trying. I don't know if you felt this na, but parang feeling ko na binibilang ko na lang yung araw kung kailan ang kinsenas at katapusan. Doon na lang tumatakbo yung araw ko and it's so rutinary and nothing changes. But a new year gives me a chance to reflect na, you know what, I can set new goals now. I can have the chance to go for them again. And mm-hmm. I think that's really beautiful, you know. Not shit
yeah,
on.
It is.
Right?
It's
a new start. It's really a new start for people like us. For yeah, people like us who are very busy.
Yeah, I think it's the reason. It's a very good reason why it is a very meaningful day. Yeah. Ayun. Happy New Year, Kesh.
Happy New Year, Daryl. And I wish for this new year ay talagang masustain natin tong podcast.
Feeling ko naman kaya.
Yeah. And hindi lang masustain. Ma-level up natin siya. Ma-level up natin to. Paano? Hindi pa namin alam. Pero
yun yung gusto namin. Pagbigyan nyo kami.
Yun yung gusto namin. Yun yung minamanifest
namin. Yung intention namin. Yes.
Pero we might not get there like today or, you know, the next episode. But we'll get there. We're a baby podcast and I think we're doing great.
Yeah.
I think.
Relatively.
Yeah. But yeah. I am hopeful and I am excited.
Yeah, and because we are very excited, we are also excited to hear your stories. So if you have like any topics to share, any life stories, please write us, message us on social media, follow us on social media. Actually, we'll leave our social media handles, the show notes namin, so you can just follow us. And what else did I miss? Our episodes are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon,
Google Podcasts. Yeah, and the other distribution platforms out there.
We might
it's actually
know.
Everywhere.
It's actually everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's like, but... I don't know. Oh, and lastly, since we did not record a new ad for this, we're actually selling blenders.
Well, if you put it that way, oh my goodness.
De, charat lang.
Yeah, salesperson na kami ngayon, guys. Pero yeah,
You got your blender na, di ba?
I have.
Have you?
Have I tried it yet? No, I have not. I felt like I was being, ano, inconsiderate na hindi mo pa natatanggap yung iyo. So, antayin ko muna matanggap mo yung iyo.
Yeah, pero you can get your blenders as fast as like 4 or 5 days because they ship internationally. And if you would want to buy a blend jet, you can get it at 12% off of your purchase. Just use the coupon code is this thing on 12, no space, upon checkout. Ayun. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys, and we wish you all the best. We wish you all the good luck that you need or you'd like to have this new year.
Yeah. Kaya muli, ako si Daryl.
At ako naman si Cash.
And you're listening to
Is This Thing On?
The podcast.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. That was okay, I think.